We try and do it every day or at least every other day. Sometimes we get busy and we don't succeed, but that's our aspiration. And so, you know, a 1,000 watts for half an hour, that's half of a kilowatt hour. That's manageable. And so it's not like it's a HVAC system in your house that's using 30 kilowatt hours a day or something like that.
The Ready Life, into the country.
Hi, I'm Lisa Meisner.
And I'm Nick, her husband.
Welcome back to the Ready Life podcast, where you'll learn how to become more independent for your basic necessities like water, heat, food, and the power that most of us depend on. Today, we're going to be sharing a little bit about what we're doing right now, actually.
That's right. It's early morning, and this is our favorite time to hop in the sauna. And I know we've talked a lot about life off the grid and things like that, and how normal our life is, but we just thought maybe it'd be helpful to illustrate what we're talking about, that it really is quite normal that, you know, yes, we're picky about what appliances we use, we're careful to choose energy efficient ones and things like that, but at the end of the day, if there's something that's important to us, mm-hmm. then we just do it, and we build the system large enough to power that. And that would be true with a sauna. You know, we found the most efficient one that we could, and we really like this model. It's a red light sauna. It uses basically heat lamps is what they are. Mm-hmm. But I like it a lot because it's not just such a narrow band of infrared. It's a more of a broad spectrum. It has some, it's the predominantly near infrared, but it also has medium or mid infrared, whatever you call it, and also has some far infrared. And then on the other side, it bleeds into the visible light spectrum, hence the red that you see. And so I like broad spectrum because I feel like that mimics the sun better. And I think it's, I don't know, we just really like it. I know for us, it has been such a blessing in a number of ways. You know, saunas, what's the benefit that everybody thinks of with saunas?
Detox.
Yeah. Because the profuse sweating. I mean, and the cool thing about an infrared sauna is that it's not necessarily heating your core temperature up a whole lot to produce mm-hmm. that sweating. With a conventional sauna, it's heating the air up around you, and that heats your core temperature up, and mm-hmm. that causes sweating. And that has a whole different effect, which is good. Mm-hmm. Hyperthermia is a very beneficial thing. But with the infrared sauna, it has some different benefits, and it can be really useful, especially if somebody is weak or sick or something like that, because it's not as physically straining on you since mm-hmm. it's not heating your core temperature up as much.
Yeah. And, you know, another benefit that we've found just from using it is, especially during the winter months when it's dark and cloudy for such a long time, there's something about having the light that, I don't know, boosts mood and mental health. Mm-hmm. And helps in kind of that area. At least for us, it has made a big difference. I feel like every time we crawl into this sauna, it's like we're going to go visit the Caribbean and
sunbathe,
you know,
for
get
a little
some
bit.
Sunbathing done. Mm-hmm. No, we don't get tans from it or anything, but at least not that I know of. But mm-hmm. anyhow, it feels like you've had your dose of you know, light. And anyway, it just makes those dark, dull winter months so much easier to handle.
Right. Yeah, it's awesome. And the amount of sweating is profuse. I mean,
yeah, the detox is phenomenal.
I've never sweat like this in my life. Now, one thing I will say is we found that when we first started out with the sauna, we didn't sweat very much.
That's true.
And thankfully, this sauna came with a book by a doctor on the subject of mm-hmm. infrared saunas. And it warned us, start out slow. Mm-hmm. You know, just 5 or 10 minutes at a time. Don't hop in for an hour, or you're not going to be in very good shape because of the, I guess, the detoxifying effects or something or other. For whatever reason, you need to get into it slowly.
And a build up to it. And I can see why, like from experience, when we first started, doing the sauna, we actually, we didn't get this canopy set up right away. We just set up the lights and we would sit in front of it for 5 minutes and just kind of on a rotisserie, you know, just keep rotating from side to side without the structure. And wow, I could really tell like 5 minutes was all we needed. But yeah, then after a week of doing that, then we were able to step it up to 10 minutes and then we got the canvas. This is actually a wooden structure with a canvas covering over it, and the door is also canvas. And so it just kind of helps to hold the heat in a little bit better, and I think we get better treatment overall. But starting out, I was really glad that we started out not inside of the tent.
Right. And one thing you mentioned was the rotating bit that was brought out in the book. I didn't realize that. I thought that you would want heat sources on both sides of you, but he says, no, you want it on one side and then rotate. And that facilitates the flowing of the blood through your body because of the heat and cold, hot and cold effect, kind of like with hydrotherapy, I guess.
Yeah.
And that was news to me. I did not realize that you want the lamps, the heat lamps on one side of you. And so that's what we do. We do 5 minutes. I think he says 3 to 5 minutes, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's been a real help to us. We feel, and here's another thing. We like doing it early in the morning, like this morning, because it is not like a lot of other treatments where it wears you out.
Yeah.
We feel invigorated after this treatment, even after all this profuse sweating. We hop in the shower, rinse off, and then we're ready to start our day. And and if you want to really... Uh-oh, the timer went off.
Hold on, I'll grab it.
Okay. There we go. This sauna has a timer, like a 5, 10, 15, 30-minute timer where you can have it go off after a certain period of time. But I was just saying, if you really want to increase the effects of the sauna and sweat even better, quicker, we've found that if you exercise beforehand, even something as simple as jumping on the rebounder beforehand can really help. But, you know, as far as the off-grid components of this, this particular sauna, this is made by Sauna Comfort, I believe it is. We can drop a link down below. We really like it. It was made off the grid by Amish in Wisconsin, I think it is. And it uses 1,000 watts, roughly 1,000 watts, which, yeah, that sounds like a little bit, but I mean, it's not all that much. And we're running it for like half an hour a day, maybe. We try and do it every day or at least every other day. Sometimes we get busy and we don't succeed, but that's our aspiration. And so, you know, 1,000 watts for half an hour, that's half of a kilowatt hour. That's manageable. And so it's not like it's a HVAC system in your house that's using 30 kilowatt hours a day or something like that. So yeah, you can, if you get creative and you're willing to think outside the box, you can do all sorts of things and live very normally. And at the end of the day, you just prioritize the items that are most important to you. And as long as your budget can surround it, you know, I usually say, the sky is the limit, or actually your budget is.
Yeah.
You can do pretty much anything you want off the grid as long as you're willing to surround it with your budget. If you don't have the budget, then you have to get more creative. And so it's one of those things, you know, throw money at it or get creative. And so we enjoy helping folks find a balance that works for them. Yeah, that's something that we've been working on right now in the Ready Life Academy, in the accelerator on off-grid system design. And that's been really fun, helping folks to to figure out their power usage and figure out ways to do what they want to do, but yet still
on a budget.
On a budget, you know, using a reasonable amount of power. So,
yep.
Anyhow, hope y'all have a great day, and you should really check out an infrared sauna. It's awesome. We've really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's been worth every penny we put into it.
That's right. So y'all have a good week now, and we'll see you around next week.
All right.
Bye now.
Bye.